Tarlac Hugh Grant here in for Ryan. Sorry about that little smack of the lips going on there. We've always looked up to celebrities, from the clothes they wear to the exercise regimes they follow to the handbags they have in their arms and even how they dress their kids. There's a lot of that going on recently. But now some savvy celebs have decided to take their role model status to a whole new level, as we've heard and know about. And they've become self-styled lifestyle gurus. So no longer do we need Doreen Allen to tell you how to make that meal for the family. Sure, you can just ask Gwyneth Paltrow. Fiona Flynn is with Entertainment.ie and she's been looking at the recent trend. And who is the queen? Because they do seem to be predominantly female of the lifestyle market. Fiona, I'm delighted to have somebody to talk to about all of this because...
Finally.
Yeah. It's one of those, you know, you kind of, the thing that you fall across, you know, you're looking up stories for us, let's say we're looking up stuff all the time online for 10, or you're looking up different things for to cover in radio and you come across all these websites. And normally it's either in your lunch break if you're not working in this industry, and if it isn't, you're going, what, this is load. You see a bottle of olive oil for sale for 55 quid and go, come on.
Exactly, yeah. Really? But Jessica Alba uses it, so it must be good.
So what is this? When did this all start?
It started, well, first of all, like, the lifestyle gurus really are kind of celebrities that have sort of, they've gone past their movie roles, they've gone past their modelling, and they decided to basically package and sell their whole lifestyles to people. So Gwyneth Paltrow, I mean, I guess it goes way back to like the likes of Martha Stewart and Oprah Winfrey and that, but I think the real trailblazer of it at the moment was Gwyneth Paltrow. She set up Goop in, I think, 2008. And this was basically her idea of like setting up a website, I think, with all of life's positives. So she's got everything from like her style, everything about how she lives her life, how you can basically emulate that and then be more like Gwyneth Paltrow, basically.
The only thing, Fiona, it wasn't all positive. No matter what way I say this, it's going to sound mean because that's where she posted her conscious uncoupling, wasn't
it? Exactly, yeah, yeah. So she's actually developed terms about divorce on her website as well, because she lives such a happy breezy life that we don't want a harsh word like divorce. We want to say that we're consciously uncoupling.
I'm surprised that wasn't on the Oxford Dictionary's list. They've added on selfie, they've added on totes and maze balls.
Oh yeah, photobomb was the last one, I think.
So that wasn't added in. But you know, why do they think that this is something that's going to work? And is it working?
That's the whole thing. It is working, because there's that sort of fascination that everyone has always had with celebrities, and it was there for a long time, but I guess for so long that basically celebrities were mysterious to us. We didn't know what they were doing. We didn't know what they kind of put in their bread in the morning. It was just that mystery of how they lived their lives. And then it's like when a Paltrow woke up one day and said, you know what, I'm going to tell them all. And people who are genuine fans of her work are just lapping it up. And I think that people just have that thirst to know more about them. And then, like, I know since then, Gwyneth Paltrow started it off, but like, you've got Jessica Alba has come out with her stuff, and she's kind of branded herself as this eco mum, and like, how, you know, she's recommending products that don't have any kind of chemicals in them and all that kind of thing. Alicia Silverstone has come out now, and again, she's sort of like the activist conservationist mum, and she's kind of, but a lot of what they're saying is, it's, you might say, okay, oh, that's good advice. So eat healthy. That's lovely. But some of what they're saying is actually quite controversial as well. You know, like Gwyneth Paltrow came out a few years ago and said that shampoo may cause cancer for your children, right? Huge statement to make. This was obviously on her blog again. But then they came out and they said, like, no. Unless your child is actually sitting there guzzling it down, like, maybe 3 gallons in a row, there's maybe a slight chance then that there might be some repercussions to that. But basically, she was just going up. So they're kind of coming out with these statements. And then Alicia Silverstone said in her book, The Kind Mama, she said quite controversially that, I think it was only a few months ago, that basically people should not use tampons if they're trying to get pregnant because they could cause infertility. Now, just to be clear, this is not in any way fact. This is just the mindless wanderings of Alicia Silverstone. And it's not backed up by anything. It's just maybe what her, like, she's just basically pointing out, well, no one's really investigated what sort of cotton is used. Maybe we should learn more about it. But again, like, you know, even people listening right now might be like, is that true? Oh my God. It's not true. But again, if a celebrity says it, there's that dangerous repercussion that, you know, someone might actually go home and listen to that and might actually use that as part of their fertility plan. And that's the very extremely negative side of things. There is, of course, just the positive things about how celebrities live their lives. And,
it's in sync, Fiona, because even what you're saying there when you're starting that, you know, there is that giggly moment where you're going, for years we didn't know what celebrities were having on their breakfast or on their toast.
Yeah.
And we shouldn't need to know. And
it's okay, yeah, that we don't.
It's okay. We can survive this. We can do it. But you know what? Then that serious side of all of the negative impact and the breaching unfiltered, yes, and not fact-based. That's spooky.
It is. It's dangerous. And I think, I mean, the average person, I suppose, would have enough cop on to know that, like, you don't take all this stuff seriously. Alicia Silverstone says it, like, but it's just they're putting even the thought out there, you know, that's dangerous in itself. So I think that it's great, you know, like, Alicia Silverstone is, you know, an activist. She's very much into, you know, she's been controversial as well, I guess, with not having any vaccines for her kids, all that kind of thing. But, you know, each to their own. But it's when they're putting it out in books and putting it out as, like, a lifestyle guru that they're, that they become kind of, okay, now you have no authority to really say that, you know?
It's bumping themselves up to that cult status almost,
exactly,
isn't it? Which is dangerous because, again, it has to, if you're preaching to people and saying that something is fact, it needs to be.
It needs to be absolutely solid fact. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
So what about then, you know, the other people, let's say you've got the likes of Blake Lively, you know, Blake Lively and Gwyneth Paltrow got a lot of stick as well recently over the last few months because people are saying that they are preachy, you know, yeah, they're advocating brands, clothing ranges, things that us normal punters cannot afford. Only lotto winners could be affording to buy.
Yeah, like it's just ridiculous. Like Blake Lively has her sort of pregnancy clothes and all that. And you're talking about, you know, dresses or baby grows and all that kind of stuff that are like, you know, maybe $200 for baby onesie. And like, you know, that's not going to last, you know, it's just
you'd
ridiculous.
Never put it on the child, you'd be terrified, you're going,
you'd frame it, yes, Tara, you know, yes, and like put it on a wall. It's like one time I bought something Blake Lively recommended, you know, and now I'm bankrupt.
Do you know what you wouldn't do? You wouldn't even frame it, you'd take it right back and you'd buy 29 outfits.
Exactly,
for the same,
yeah,
price.
So it's all this sort of aspirational stuff that, again, like the average Joe is just kind of sitting there going, well, I can't afford that. So I mean, there one way it's like, it could be handy, you know, if you're just a savvy shopper and you look at, say, the likes of what Blake Lively is, you know, putting on her website, or Jessica Alba's putting on her website, and you go, okay, that's great advice. I'm going to find like the pennies version or the cheaper version of it and get, you know, like the sort of yellow baby grow that Blake Lively is recommending and just have the knockoff version of it.
Yes.
And be a savvy shopper about it. But other than that, I mean, who is it other than these, like, who is affording all this stuff? Like, you know, who are they actually playing towards? Or, well, they're just making people feel bad that they can't afford it, you know?
Now you hit the nail on the head, because the odd time you look at it and you go, do you know what? That is a really good thing to do. That's a really good lifestyle choice. That's a really good, healthy, handmade product. But I can't afford 150 quid or whatever it is. So therefore, I'll take the advice and the notion and go off and look for the accessible version. But something's working, because as you said, tell me about Jay-Z, because it is mostly females
Females, yeah. But Jay-Z has got himself on the market there a couple of years ago, and his one is called lifeandtimes.com, which I think I'd heard a lot about it, but I hadn't really kind of associated him as a lifestyle guru. But he totally is. Like, he's doing the exact same thing, but more appealing to the male market. So if you go onto his website, like, it's, I guess the other interesting thing about these aren't just like Jay-Z sitting there going, typing on his computer going, I think you should buy this. These whole websites are operated by teams of people, like, you know, it's not just Jay-Z penning a little few notes down. So he went on to, like, it's a very elaborate website, you know, if you click in, it's real stylish looking, but he's got all these stuff about articles on like flash cars to buy. There's like, I think I saw a shaving kit for like over $1,000, expensive stuff. But then on the other side of it, he does have kind of interviews with like the likes of George Clinton or, you know, musicians and all that kind of thing. Now, not him personally, like obviously his team of people working for him are going out doing all this. So again, it's just, it's another side to it. A lot of them do, like, I mean, it's not just Jay-Z's that has the other aspects to it, like interviews and stuff. A lot of them have sort of, they've brought in basically, it's just journalists, a lot of journalists running these websites, and it's just sort of been peddled under a brand of a person, you know?
That's it. Because what's in it for them? Is it advertising? Is that where them, is it a money spinner? Because they're not obviously doing it for altruistic reasons,
well,
are they?
I mean, it's interesting with Gwyneth Paltrow's. I don't think currently at the moment she does have any advertisers on it. So that's kind of saying that basically if she does, it would kind of be selling out a bit. But that usually is the whole, you know, how you keep a website up and running. But I guess with her, it's that, it's this brand that's building up, you know, and same with all of them, that like it's sort of this whole lifestyle they have to sell. And it's a great backup plan, essentially, you know, like if your acting career falls through, if your modeling career falls through, if it's not all working out for you, you've kind of launched yourself as a guru and that, like, you know, you'll always be a talking sponge. There'll always be another book in you, you know, like they've all gotten book deals out of it. And I think, say, with Gwyneth's website and all that, that like Goop is basically essentially giving her, like, they think they put a recommendation for her book on that site and automatically it all went, jumped up on Amazon, you know. So it's basically, it's a good way for her to get her whole lifestyle out there, and then for that to progress into books, for that to progress into, you know, I don't know, being like a talking head on a show, you know, as in to kind of create this whole other identity for herself outside of what, again, what newspapers are penning her out to be, you know. She's kind of taken control off the tabloids, off the newspapers, and said, this is me, you know.
And you have the other people who are very well respected in lots of ways because they're acting, whether it's Oscar winners like Reese Witherspoon. She came out recently after her arrest. Long story short, said, look, I had this pretty, very clean living image. We're not all, stop putting us all in boxes. So that gives her a platform maybe to speak. So some people are doing it because they want to actually speak directly for themselves, like they do via their Twitter or social media accounts.
Exactly, yeah.
And then you have other people who maybe are staying away from that side of it, despite being very, like Beyonce, she just announced the news. We heard Lottie earlier on talking about, she's got a new branding of clothing, a label that she's setting up with Topshop, with Philip Green from Topshop. So she's working, but staying away from sharing too much of her opinions. She puts her images up on Instagram all the time, but that's more to do with her image, and yet she's not telling people what she's having for breakfast.
Exactly, yeah. I think that's the difference. It's like, one is sort of, you know, putting your name on a brand, the other is like putting your whole lifestyle out there as a brand.
Yeah. Fiona, we've texted in, just listening to your conversation, I believe all those celebs letting you know how they live their lives and what they eat, etc. It's just another way for them to market themselves, as you said. Also, I don't believe any of that stuff when they say what they eat. No one is that perfect. Here. I bet they eat rubbish just like the rest of us and work their asses off in the gym to burn off the pounds. Cheers, Bernadette. Now, Fiona, we have to wrap it up there, but people can find out more and read more from Fiona Flynn in entertainment.ie. Fiona, thanks so much for coming
into
us. And, you know, we I've got a tune.